It's Chiefs week. You know, I think I'm getting sick. I got a flu shot on Monday, and I kind of feel like I'm getting sick, but I also feel like I want to drink tequila because there's a bottle of tequila that's kind of staring at me right now. So I don't know what I want. What would you do if you were me? Would you know that you're getting sick and not drink tequila, or would you not give a shit that you're getting sick and drink the tequila anyway?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to let me getting sick keep me from doing anything I want to do. So yeah,
that's a great point. That's a great point. I think I'm just gonna start drinking that tequila when we're done with this.
There you go. There you go.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Also, right? Am I correct? Your Yankees are currently trailing.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say winning. Yeah, they're down 2-1 right now, but 2-0 in the series. I still feel good. Right. Oh, I mean, this Guardians team. I said it last show. I don't know who the hell anybody is on that team. It got to be the most boring team I've ever seen get this far in any sport ever. Just terrible, man. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully they have it wrapped up by tomorrow night. This will be game four. They can just sweep them and get done with it, but we'll see. All right, I have a question for you.
I say you don't want it to go too early though. Talk to the 2012 Detroit Tigers about what it's like to sweep the ALCS and then wait for an NLCS that went seven.
And you sit around.
Yeah.
It's not good in baseball.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. So
maybe they lose tonight, win tomorrow, and then just close it out in five games. Just do it that way.
There you go. There you go.
All right. So anyway, I have a question for you. Well, not even a question. I want you to finish this sentence for me. Okay.
Yes.
Cause I was thinking about it today and I know what I would finish the sentence with, but I didn't ask you this off camera or anything. I just asked you now. I want to know what you would finish the sentence with.
Okay.
The 49ers beat the Chiefs. If
the 49ers beat the Chiefs. If Steve Spagnuolo gets lost going to the stadium.
Is Mahomes in his car with him? Are they all just, take a wrong turn? And
You know what's crazy is I saw this stat from Josh Dubow of the Associated Press yesterday. The Chiefs have gone seven straight regular season games losing the turnover margin, and they are 7-0 in those games.
That's unheard of.
And that's wild to me. And I quote tweeted that and I said, this right here is what having the best quarterback in the world allows you to do, right? They have such a bigger margin for error than most teams do. And
there were a couple.
Well, and so as I say, and here's so I had a couple of replies that were like, yeah, but that's also what Steve Spagnuolo's defense allows you to do. And I said, I get that, but think about the 49ers teams under Jimmy Garoppolo. Think about how good those defenses were. They were performing at about the same level as this Chiefs defense was. And I don't know the answer to this, but I would venture to say that during Jimmy Garoppolo's tenure, even with that kick-ass defense, if the 49ers lost the turnover battle, I think they lost most of the games that they lost the turnover battle. Because Jimmy Garoppolo just wasn't a quarterback that could elevate in the last 4 minutes of the game, right? And will his team to victory like Patrick Mahomes can. And so, you know, I do think that these teams are really evenly matched. You know, this Chiefs defense is really good. Steve Spagnuolo came out today and was like, I keep watching more and more film on Brock Purdy and I can't find a weakness in his game. Now, granted, Steve Spagnuolo has been around the block. Obviously you're going to blow smoke up the opposing quarterback's ass because that's just what you do. Right. But one thing that I do think is interesting is the Chiefs came out in the Super Bowl very zone heavy in the first half and Brock Purdy just absolutely ripped them apart. And then they switched to more man to man. And then the 49ers had problems. Well, one of the reasons why the Chiefs were really good at man-to-man is because they had L'Jarius Sneed, who was just an absolute lights-out man-to-man defender. They don't have him anymore. This defense is still playing really well. In fact, they lead the league in completion percentage on throws 10-plus yards down the field. Teams have only completed 33%, I believe it is, against the Chiefs on throws 10-plus yards down the field. And then you've got the 49ers who lead the league in throws 10 plus yards down the field and Brock Purdy who leads the league in those throws. So again, it's really kind of a match of strengths, right? You've got the Brock Purdy passing offense against this Chiefs passing defense. I would say to have an actual answer to your question of the 49ers beat the Chiefs if, and I brought this up, if they win the turnover battle and if Chris Jones doesn't have more than one sack. Because to me, it's Chris Jones that I'm most afraid of blowing up this 49ers offense going against an offensive line that, you know, Ben Baldwin put out a tweet earlier this week with his pass blocking rankings, true pass block win rate rankings. And the 49ers were 13th, which is good. You know, obviously in a team of 32 team in a league of 32 teams, if you're in the top 15, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, that score is buoyed pretty largely by Trent Williams, but it's also buoyed by better guard play. Dominic Pooney, we said it last episode, Dominic Pooney is the 9th ranked guard on PFF, and Aaron Banks has been the 18th ranked guard. So they've had good play at the guard position, but still right tackle and center are the biggest concerns. And with Jake Brendel has gotten better as the season has progressed, but that doesn't mean that he's still playing well. In fact, as a pass blocker, he's just abysmal. Mm-hmm. And that's what scares me the most is that, you know, they're going to get Chris Jones on, you know, on Jake Brendel. I think the matchup I'm most excited is I hope that we get to see multiple reps of Dominic Pooney against Chris Jones. Like, I'm really intrigued by that. I would love to see how the rookie holds up against him. I don't anticipate Dominic Pooney like winning those, but I do want to see just kind of what it looks like. But yeah, I think if they win the turnover battle and then Chris Jones doesn't have more than one sack, I think they can win this game.
This Chiefs defense has given up 85 points in 5 games. It's third best, although they have had the bye. They've only played 5 games.
Yeah.
They've given up 20 points, 25 points, 17, 10, and 13. As far as that pass rush you were talking about, they have the second best hurry percentage in the NFL, 13.2%. 28 QB knockdowns, that's second, and the best pressure percentage at 32.6%. That's all according to Pro Football Reference. But only 9 sacks this year. So all that pressure, and they're not necessarily getting home for whatever reason.
Al, do you know who leads the NFL in touchdowns thrown when pressured since 2022?
Purdy.
It is Brock Purdy.
It is Brock Purdy. I'm not surprised. Another stat, he's doing phenomenal. And I'm not surprised by that. 3.7 yards per carry is the fourth best. 88 rushing yards per game is the fifth best. They've only given up 2 rushing touchdowns and only 9 total touchdowns, the second least in the league. So they are a really, really good defense. So it's for me, when I was thinking about that sentence today, the 49ers beat the Chiefs if, I think they beat them if their stars show up. And here's what I mean by that. Looking back at the Super Bowl, looking at the Niners stars, McCaffrey's not here. So whatever. He had 8 catches for 80 yards. He paced the receiving attack, the air attack in the Super Bowl. He's not here. So what can these other stars do? In the Super Bowl, Brian, Debo Samuel had 11 targets. He caught 3 passes for 33 yards.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk had 6 targets. He caught 3 passes for 49 yards. And George Kittle had 3 targets, 2 passes for 4 yards. If those 3 guys combine for 68 yards receiving again, the Niners are not going to win this game. The Niners are a star-studded team. They're a top-heavy team. They need these star players to show up in what's really a huge game for them. In terms of just, can we get over the hump here? Like we talked about, it can probably really get their momentum going, but they need their stars to show up. Talking about Brandon Ayuk. So he caught a touchdown pass weeks 10 through 13 of last season. He had a touchdown catch in every single game. Since then, including the playoffs, it's been 14 games and he has just 2 touchdown catches. In his last 10 games, he's been held to 49 yards less of receiving in 8 of those 10 games. The other game was, I believe it was against Detroit. He had like 68 yards in the playoffs in 2 weeks ago.
Largely on that 140 yard throw. Game. Yeah.
Largely on that one kind of flukish throw off the guy's helmet. So he has not been a $30 million receiver in some time. Correct. Now. Is he due to break out? I think so. I think he is. We'll see if the Niners are going to feature him here, but this defense is going to be tough, man. If the Niners win this game, it's probably going to have to be in the low 20s, I would think, because the Chiefs offense isn't playing well either. We know Mahomes is Mahomes, but I'm going to throw some numbers out at you. This was amazing to me. Mahomes, as of right now, a lot of season left, and he's the best quarterback in the league. His TD percentage is at a career low of 3.8, while his interception percentage is at a career high of 3.8, same percentage. Lowest yards per game of his career, 247. The lowest rating of his career at 88.9. QBR is 57.8. That's the lowest of his career. Probably a product of what's around him right now with the injuries to Rice, yeah, and Pacheco and things like that. But he didn't have a lot around him last year, and he still had a pretty good season. So we think Mahomes is going to turn that around, but the Chiefs offense hasn't been terrific. They don't have their two stars and Rice Pacheco. This game to me is going to be a game where the Niners got to keep it 23-20. It's going to be close. And yeah, eventually they have to get over this hump, and they need big plays from those big time guys.
Well, and like I said, they've gone seven straight regular season games, losing the turnover battle. Just this season, they had one turnover in week one, three in week two, one in week three, two in week four, and one in week five. And their defense has generated four turnovers in that time, one each game except for the game against the Chargers. They did not have a turnover. And then again, that Chiefs offense we talked about, it's just not what we've come to expect from the Chiefs offense. Mm-hmm. They've scored 27, 26, 22, 17, and 26. Now the defenses that they've played against so far, the best defense they've played against is the Saints. They put up 26, Mahomes threw for 321 yards. They had 139 yards on the ground. It was their best offensive performance. But the defense, it's interesting. You talked about the rushing yards allowed against Baltimore in week one. Now, granted, Baltimore is a different animal. They've got Derrick Henry, but they've also got Lamar Jackson, right? So they're always a team that's going to put up a lot of rushing yards. But they gave up 185 yards to the Ravens. And then since then, it's 74 to the Bengals, 82 to the Falcons, 55 to the Chargers, and 46 to the Saints. So their rush defense has been outstanding, but they haven't played very many teams that are good at running the ball right now, at least not the way that the 49ers are good at running the ball. And that is, to me, that will be another key to the game, is that the 49ers have to get their running game going against the Chiefs. They've got to give the Chiefs something else to think about, and not just sit back in man-to-man coverage and really stymie this 49ers offense. They've got to get that defense on their toes. They've got to establish the run. I certainly hope Jordan Mason will be available, because as fun as that Garendo run was against the Seahawks, again, he's not going to replicate what you've been getting from Jordan Mason.
And it's a huge drop.
Patrick Taylor Jr. also is not going to do that. So
no, they're your fourth and your fifth string running backs. I mean,
right.
It is what it is at that point.
So, I think that is another, to finish that sentence, the 49ers, I would say the 49ers win this game if they run the ball 30 times. If they run the ball 30 times, I think they're controlling this game and I think they can win. But if they're under 20 carries because, whatever reason, I don't know, I think it's going to be difficult for them to win.
One other stat I wanted to throw out there, I saw this on Twitter. Brock Purdy's averaged twice as many air yards per attempt, 10.0, than Patrick Mahomes has this season. Mahomes is at 5.0. Purdy's averaged 9.1 air yards per completion compared to Mahomes' 3.6, and Purdy has the lowest percentage of pass yards from Yak, 32.8, and Mahomes has the highest, 66.7.